From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and today, Robin, is a frustrating anniversary.
Yes, a year ago today, militants from the self-described Islamic State, or ISIS, blasted their way into the major Iraqi city of Mosul, killing or scattering the U.S.-trained Iraqi troops defending it. A year ago tomorrow, the city fell. In the weeks and months that followed, the world watched as tens of thousands of residents fled and minority Yazidis were kidnapped or killed. NPR's Alice Fordham reported from around Mosul at that time. She's been back to see the situation now. We've reached her in Baghdad. But Alice, from your view, is ISIS still fully in control of Mosul?
It really does seem so. Okay, so the Iraqi Kurdish forces, which are known as Peshmerga, pushed back against them quite successfully. But what they have done is they've kind of entrenched themselves in an area around the city. They haven't gone into the city themselves. And the rest of the Iraqi security forces and the paramilitaries that support them are, for the most part, quite busy fighting against ISIS in the western province of Anbar. So the people that we spoke to there recently describe a life where ISIS is religious police and where their courts are governing people's lives. There's no presence there by any government forces or any local authorities. And although initially we were hearing some reports of people there forming, you know, anti-ISIS resistance groups, those reports have now stopped, really. And people there and some Western observers, yeah, they say that, you know, you remember last month the group took Palmyra, a city in Syria, and Ramadi, the city in Iraq. So since then, any reports of discontent have totally stopped. And perhaps that indicates that people there just now see ISIS as so formidable. It's not a force there's any point picking a fight with at this juncture.
There were reports in May that ISIS fighters were once again murdering the minority Yazidis, whose benevolent faith the militant Islamic ISIS fighters see as, you know, satanic. Is that true? Are they still killing Yazidis?
What reports suggest is that of the many hundreds or even thousands of Yazidis who were taken prisoner initially by the Islamic State, many of them are still held. There are a lot of Yazidis in northern Iraq who say that there are relatives who are just unaccounted for, and we do occasionally hear accounts of slavery of Yazidis by ISIS. But because it's hard to find out what's going on exactly within the areas that are controlled by the Islamic State, it's hard to say for sure what's happening to those people who are likely still held.
How strong is the government in Baghdad? It can't obviously take back Mosul, but is it still governing Iraq?
So last year, last summer, one of the prerequisites of the U.S.-led coalition's intervention was that the prime minister at the time, Nouri al-Maliki, leave following an election. He was widely seen as having divided Iraq along sectarian lines. And the new prime minister, Haider al-Abadi, was well received at the time. But the fact is that he inherited a country, large parts of which were controlled by the Sunni extremists of the Islamic State, and whose security forces had just effectively crumbled, or large parts of them had anyway. At the same time, there was this rise, this surge in paramilitary, Shiite Muslim, Iranian-linked very often forces who were taking on the struggle against the Islamic State but didn't see themselves accountable very often to the government. And some of their leaders have been very critical of the prime minister. So he's not even in control of the people who on paper should be his allies, it can sometimes seem. On top of which, because there has been such a dramatic fall in oil prices, Iraq's economy has really suffered. So sometimes there's reports that the government doesn't even really have the money to start doing recruiting to rebuild the army. So he's governing an extremely precarious set of institutions at this time.
What about the ability of the U.S.? If you Google Mosul and ISIS, you see all these reports are reminded of all these times in the last several months where very big statements were made about how there was going to be a retaking, a taking back from ISIS of Mosul. That obviously hasn't happened. What's the sense that either the Iraqi troops can be retrained to take it or that the U.S. can somehow come in? What's the sense now?
It's correct to say that the US-led coalition has played an active role, of course, in airstrikes on areas controlled by the Islamic State. Some of the Iraqi forces complain that there aren't enough airstrikes, and what the US-led coalition counters is that they want to be really, really careful. They don't want to engender ill will by hitting civilians. They won't hit unless they're absolutely sure that what they're hitting is an Islamic State target. So to a degree, it has been somewhat limited, and limited as well by the fact that there has been a very strong insistence that there are no American combat boots on the ground. Something that the American military has been very keen to talk about is their effort to train, advise, and assist the Iraqi security forces as they attempt to rebuild themselves. That is something that has happened. American and other coalition trainers have worked with many Iraqi army recruits. But it's the case also that none or very few of these recruits have yet made their way onto the battlefield. A year on, I think some people have certainly asked the question, is the coalition really serious about fighting against the Islamic State?
That's NPR's international correspondent Alice Fordham. She's in Baghdad reflecting on the one-year anniversary of the fall of Mosul to ISIS fighters who still control the city. Alice, thank you.
Thank you for having me.